The commissioner of Twitch East County, Jacob Choltor, says lives were lost when some young men from his county and their counterparts from Duke County clashed due to an alleged dispute over fishing grounds.
So we have been lost 3 people, and 3 people are wounded in a location called Biatagang. I couldn't relate it too much because I'm still having communication online with the people.
Peter Latjor, the commissioner of Duke County, says the conflict started after some young men from Twitch East allegedly destroyed fishing nets of their counterparts from Duke County.
The cause root of the incident between Twitch youth and Duke youth who are fishing in a river there, side of Twitch, they came and collect finet of Duke youth who are fishing there, and they came to ban the fishing net.
Commissioner Chol says the situation in the area remains tense, adding that authorities in Twitch East County are appealing for calm in the area. He says he has sent boats to evacuate the wounded to a health facility for treatment.
And the one which had not killed are already buried. So we are waiting for the response from the government that these people, the killers, should be brought on book.
VOA could not independently verify the accounts from the authorities in Twitch East and Duke counties. VOA also contacted the Jonglei State Information Minister, Elizabeth Nyadak, and Deputy Governor Jacob Akech for comments on the story, but their phones were switched off. The Jonglei Fisheries Trade Union says conflicts over fishing grounds have become common due to several people involved in commercial fishing along the River Nile and a high demand for fish exports to Uganda and the Democratic Republic of Congo. For VOA News, I'm Charlton Doki in Juba.